With us today is David Malpass. David Malpass has served as U.S. Treasury Undersecretary under the Trump administration, World Bank presidents in 2019 to 2023. And the prior 24 years, he was the leading Wall Street economist and columnist with the Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. Mr. Malpass' work has taken him to 75 countries and meetings with world leaders and spanning four decades. David, and we know each other a long time. I can call you David. Give us an update. What's going on in the world economy? I'm worried. Hopefully you're not worried, but tell us the facts.
Hi, John. And yeah, we've known each other a long time, and you do great work, and I appreciate that. And you make the economy grow, and that's the challenge that we're having right now. I think we're in a stagflation period that showed up in the GDP data yesterday. That means slow growth and a still severe inflation. The prices of things have gone up, and they're not going to go back down. We're suffering from a shortage of energy. You know, energy is really the core of lots of production processes. They're not giving the permits out, and nuclear power, you know, doesn't get enough traction and should, because we're going to need lots more electricity into the future. And the final point I'll make to you, John, is people seem comforted. It's in the Wall Street Journal today by the idea that the U.S. is doing better than other countries, but what they don't recognize that means the world is having severe slow growth, and so that hurts people around the world, and they come to the U.S. And so you've got this kind of circular process where the U.S. government uses up all the money in the world, doesn't leave enough for small businesses, which are hurting, and for foreign countries to grow. And we end up stuck with the problems in the end. It's going on and deepening, and I'm worried about it.
It seems like we have almost a war on our hands between Hamas, the Russians, the Hezbollah, the Houthis that closed down the Red Sea and closed down the Suez Canal and keeping the price of oil up high, keeping the price of food high. And now we were expecting interest rates to drop, and they're not going to drop because inflation is high. What say you?
That's right. And I don't know if you saw today, Niger, which is this country in the middle of Africa, we had to close our base, and it turns over the power to Russia and to China. They're in the ascendancy. I was in lots of the international meetings with world leaders, and I have to tell you, the weakness of the U.S. exudes itself in every meeting. The U.S. is turning over power to outsiders, foreigners, and they then cause the regulation into the U.S. So there's this almost diabolical circle where the U.S. government gives power to foreigners who uses it against the U.S., and that means the financial regulatory power, the climate power, and we end up regulating ourselves, and nobody else does it. And so that's showing up in the Middle East. It also, one thing I think we really have to worry about is Putin is using his strategies to get ahead. He's getting a lot of money for oil. He's now establishing oil conduits to China and to India. And so he wins when the U.S. is weak. It used to be we would talk about peace through strength. But what we're getting now is war and chaos through U.S. weakness that is evident in the United Nations, in all of the international organizations where the U.S. is getting shellacked.
Now, I jokingly say, because I don't really know what the real number is, and I wonder if you know what it is, that because of the price of oil and the price of food going up and the money moved from North America to, I say that $1 trillion has moved from North American wealth to Russia, the OPEC nations, China. How much do you think that real number is because of what has happened the last 2.5-3 years since President Biden has got elected?
I think it's more than that, because I want to bring in the opportunity cost, meaning the U.S. could have produced 3 million more barrels per day of oil, and natural gas could have been exported. We could have been developing our nuclear industry, and that. And so I think you have to add into the number, the direct number that you're talking about is just the cost of oil being $80 rather than $50. And so for that, that ends up harming and transferring a lot of wealth to countries that subsidize their energy somehow. But I think the even bigger problem is we could be a bigger productive source of energy in the world, and that would help everybody. That would help Americans, but it also helps anybody that's not working for the Russians.
We got about a minute or so left. On Sunday morning, what do you want to get off your chest?
The urgency of all this. I think we're being complacent. People say, well, we're doing okay. We're doing better than others in the world. But when you look at it, you're not reinvesting. And small businesses are really dying on the vine. The growth forecast for the U.S. are only like 2% per year. That's the CBO kind of forecast out into the future. And for many small businesses, that means they have to close down. Fine for big businesses. They get low bond yields, and they think they're doing well, and the stock market goes up. Rich people do well. But for average Americans, these are very challenging times.
Last question. I'm going to put you on the spot. There was supposed to be originally 3 interest rates dropped this year. Right now, they're predicting maybe 1. Any gut feeling? And just this is just an opinion for the rest of the year.
You can't forecast it today because you need to know how much damage is the Biden administration going to do through all these regulations that they're putting out. They're slowing the economy, so that keeps the inflation up so we don't get the rate cuts. But I also want to say I wish people would not spend so much time on the interest rates and realize that the regulations coming out of the government are the thing that are also dragging the economy down.
David Malpass, former president of the World Bank, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for everything you've done for the United States of America. And you're still speaking out for all America. Thank you so much, and we'll catch up again real soon.
Thanks, John.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.